of Fire Hoses and Hope, an ME/CFS advocate's view of Ron Davis's 2024 working group meeting, by Rivka, September 9th, 2024. Have you ever tried to drink out of a fire hose? Me neither, until last week. That's when I attended Ron Davis's annual working group meeting. That's where a roaring fire hose of ME/CFS, myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome, science, research, results, data, and charts and graphs and concepts and theories and researchers' names, all along with their many titles and university affiliations, came rushing at me. For 4 solid days, September 3rd through 6th, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, I tried to drink from this fire hose, intellectually speaking. Maybe I took in 10% of it? Okay, more like 5. I spent most of those 4 days in bed, where you'll often find me. I watched the invite-only Zoom meeting on my laptop, usually cloaked, camera off. Yet I asked questions and was an active participant in the meeting's chat. I typed about how my or others' experiences as a patient related to the research of 100 or so speakers. With so many attending, the chat was ever bubbling, ever popping with new posts. Blink, and you could miss 10 attendees asking probing questions of the speaker or offering comments on the scientific findings displayed on their slides. I'm no scientist, I'm an advocate. So it's not surprising I did not grasp much of what was relayed by this pantheon of powerhouse PhDs. My advocacy work over the decades has focused on supporting patients, writing, organizing panels, working with elected officials, and more. Since the pandemic, I've also been dedicated to long COVID, LC, and the newly coined broader community of infection-associated chronic conditions and illnesses, or IACCIs. That said, I do work with 2 Massachusetts research labs as a patient rep. In our meetings, I listen with delight to their delight about just analyzed blood samples. Then I ask, can you please restate that in layman's terms? I mean, I can tell from their excitement that it's all good, but really, who can understand that impossible-to-understand scientific lingo? Well, impossible-to-understand scientific lingo reigned at Ron Davis's meeting. Every half hour or so, some new person presented data on ME/CFS and long COVID in what, to me, sounded like ancient Greek. Plus, it was all filtered through my cognitive dysfunction. As a result, even if I were allowed to share details about the meeting, I'm not. Could I now summarize for you the presentations? Relay groundbreaking news? Tell you about promising treatments? Nope. No, still no. So why did I even attend this gathering? And why write this debrief for you? I'm here to offer hope. I want you to know what I now know only because I was able to attend this closed-door meeting. There are dozens of PhDs who want to help us, who are actively working to help us. That's their job, and they take their jobs seriously. At the start of every day, Ashley Haugen, Ron Davis's daughter, and the nimble meeting organizer, opened with a welcome and any housekeeping items. At the end of every whirlwind day, because this affair is a family affair, Janet Defoe, Ron Davis's wife, and a noted patient advocate, shared patients' feedback that she'd gotten on her Twitter X account. The feedback was full of gratitude for the researchers. The 2 meeting moderators were upbeat and super smart. They were able to synthesize what each speaker had said in their presentation and relate it to the larger context of the meeting. They also deftly read aloud and framed for the room the questions that had come in via the chat for each speaker. Though I could never summarize for you all that I'd heard, still the 4-day fire hose experience was amazing. Most remarkable was the last half day. Ron, frustrated by not getting the freewheeling, deep probing, pulling it all together discussion he was hoping for, forced a new module onto the group. Ron asked the Zoom room to discuss, paraphrasing, what will it take to figure out this disease? How can we integrate our theories, which are now siloed, and instead work together? How do we decide which theories can best explain ME/CFS symptoms, especially PEM? Ron put deeper thinker Rob Fair in charge of this group conversation, focused on the big what's, whys, and hows. To direct us, Rob asked the room, is ME/CFS viral, reactivation viral, or truly post-viral? Is ME/CFS primarily an inflammatory disease? What is the nature of immune dysfunction in ME? Exhaustion? Subversion by pathogen? Autoantibodies? What is the source of ME/CFS chronicity? Is mitochondrial dysfunction the final common pathway of ME? Or is mitochondrial dysfunction primary? What is the mechanism of post-exertional malaise? This Rob Fair facilitated freewheeling big picture brainstorm session was focused and limited because only the presenters of the last 4 days were given the floor. It was also incredibly stimulating. Some researchers shared their overall theories about what is going on with this disease, i.e., why we're all languishing in our beds. An additional exercise was added on near the end of the meeting. Any researcher who spoke was then asked to name another researcher from the conference with whom they'd like to talk or collaborate. That generated some enthusiastic, let's connect, here's my email address type of interactions. It was great to witness this knocking down of silos. In fact, Massachusetts researchers I personally work with made valuable connections with two other researchers that, if the relationships build, could clearly advance the field. In closing, I spent last week hanging out with a bunch of smart cookie researchers whose careers are focused on explaining and ending our suffering. Take heart, friends, we are not alone. I have hope, and I want to share some of that with you. Check out Jared Younger's update from the working group meeting at the link in the text version of the article. Bio. Rivka Solomon is an MELC-IACCI advocate based in Massachusetts and a member of MassME. You can see a link to that in the text version of the article, and you can find Rivka on Twitter X at RivkaTweets. She is also a patient representative working with two collaborating labs, the Cellin Lab at UMass Chan Medical School, Worcester, Massachusetts, with Lisa Celine, MD, PhD, and Anna Gill, PhD, and Hi-Fi Biotherapeutics, again, you can see the link in the text version, Cambridge, Massachusetts, with Roshan Kumar, PhD, funded in part by the Patient-Led Research Fund, another link. These labs are investigating MELC immune dysregulation and profiling the immune repertoires of T cells at a single cell level. The Celine lab is also working towards a potential biomarker for myalgic encephalomyelitis and long COVID.